Welcome to the show, everybody. We have got Astronomus, Gabe, Donovan, and myself, Dylan, hosting for you tonight. And we're hoping to put on a great set of music and a great interview for the foreign exchange students about Astoria High School soon to come. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Everyone? Not too bad.
Good. How are you doing, Domin?
Yeah, thanks.
I'm really enjoying your shirt. I know the radio show, the radio viewers can't see it, but...
Shirts aside, we better get right into this interview, because we are packed for time. So, ladies and gentlemen, here it comes. Coming at you through the radio waves.
Hi, I'm Astronomus Ray, and thanks for tuning in to Teen Talk. Today I'm here with some special guests who are exchange students at the high school.
Hello, my name is Miriam. I'm a French exchange student. I come from France.
Hello, I'm Matteo Sordi. I'm from Italy.
And today they'll be opening up about their experience in America being a foreign exchange student. So welcome to the show. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you for inviting.
Yeah. So first of all, what has been different from what you're used to in your home country that's different here?
Okay, so for me, it's been like the food is a bit different. Like, we usually, for lunch, I have, a lot of food. Here, I only have, a sandwich or stuff.
Yeah, like that. So there's,
just the proportion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Yeah. Really cool.
Yeah, for me, it's kind of different. I feel like I eat more here. Like, the food is not the same. And also the mentality, how the people think, that's not the same. So, yeah, the culture is very, very, very different. And for me, who grew up with, two culture, that was, very shocked when I came because I was so lost.
Yeah. So, would you say that the culture is more different here?
Yeah. I think because America is, alone in his Iceland, if I can say, they have, very different culture and mentality, how do people think. Yeah.
So what's also a difference between the schools?
So I think it's very different.
It is very different.
Yeah, it's my school in France is very, very, very hard. You don't have time to sleep in the night.
Yeah, that's really interesting. How about you, Matteo?
Okay, so back in Italy, I studied I have 10 subjects more or less during the year. Here in America, I only have 7.
Mm-hmm.
And the only difference that here in America is for semester, so I can change them. So we have more opportunities to try new stuff in America, but I feel back in Italy, I have I can study more stuff, more deep, you can say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's really interesting because here it's we all have 7 periods and we all have to change the classes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, don't change the classes. We have only our class and the teachers move around the school.
Yeah, that's a lot different.
No, I just move me. That's the teachers stay in their classes and we just move around the high school.
But yeah, sort of what we have here.
Yeah, but we don't choose our classes. We just choose what we want, the specialization, business, science, literature. So we don't have art classes. In high school, we don't have art classes anymore. So.
Oh, yeah. And they have a art program here where there's more art classes in wood shops.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not in France. Yeah,
you have beautiful classes here.
Yeah.
Yum.
I choose just the selective classes and I enjoy it, really.
Yeah. So also, what activities have you guys been involved in?
I used to play basketball for winter, and now I play track with Matteo. Yeah.
When I came here, I played American football with the Astoria High School, and it was awesome. I was able to play too. It was amazing. It was a little bit different, hard a little bit, but I had a lot of fun. Then I did during winter, I did swimming, and now I'm in track. Yeah.
Yeah, so are there, like, sports like that in your guys' countries, or was this something new?
We have PE. So PE, like, it's, like, it's 4 hours per week. And, but, like, that's the teacher who chooses the sport. But, like, if we want to play, like, sport, we don't have, like, school sport. It's more, like, club sport. Yeah. And and after it's the whole year, and you just choose, like, I used to do swim, and for, like, more than 3 or 4 years, and after handball for, like, 6 years.
Yeah, how about you, Mateo?
Yeah, like, even back in Italy, it's, like, we have clubs. The school only concentrates about, we have PE too, but, like, it's very small. If you want to do a sport, you have to, like, join a club and do the whole year with him. Like, back in Italy, I used to play rugby, and I did, like, for a long time, yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. So, would you guys be willing to travel again?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
I would love to come back here sometime soon, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's great that you guys travel and get to experience a different culture, because, like, I've always wanted to travel personally, like, just different places and see what it's like, and mm-hmm. I think you can gain a lot from it.
Oh, you learn a lot from traveling.
Yeah, and you grew up to, like, I don't know how to explain, but, like, travel, change a person, change, like, your way to see the world. So if I can travel, I will not, like, I would choose, like, another country, because I already, like, see America, if I can say, even if America is huge. But I will love to learn new culture, really. That's so cool.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, I don't know if American system is better than French system. I just think, like, they're, like, something good in each side. Like, in America, you can choose your classes, you can, like, you can choose your classes, you can, if, I don't know, I never did art in my life, like, I did in middle school.
I never did woodshop.
Yeah, I did, like, middle school, but it was, like, you just draw, like, a tree, and the teacher would be, like, oh, it's amazing! But really, and we were doing nothing, but here, like, I didn't take art classes, and I'm kind of sad for that. But I know that it's so cool. Like, I saw, like, poetry and all stuff. That's so cool. After, you know, there are good things in each side and bad things in each side. Like, I don't say that French system is the best. I don't think that the best system. Just good things in each side.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like the American system, like, you, like, have more, like, opportunities to try new stuff. But at the same time, it's following this way, you don't, like, go very deep. Like, you don't study a lot more, so...
Yeah, I think I can understand that. Like, most of the time, it's, like, just covered, like, a little bit.
Yeah.
So they go more in deep in your country.
Yeah, yeah. Well, of course, like, you have to follow the right, like, what you want to do. Like, we have a, like, the scientific high school. Like,
oh, yeah.
Literature high school and this kind of stuff, and if you follow one of those, you would go, like, deeper.
Yeah. After you just want to cry.
I feel like it's a lot harder back in Italy, but at the same time, like, having this free time is, like, you can find a job too. That's something that we don't have a lot of kids in.
We don't either.
We don't, like,
you work, don't have time to work. Like, I know that in France you can work just in summer or, like, break, but you don't have time to work after school, because personally I do 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day, and after you have to go home and do your homework.
6 p.m.
Wow.
And after you have to go home and do your homework, and after homework is too much. No, but that's, it's not like just like write the papers, stuff like that. Sometimes the teacher is like, oh, let's go for a dissertation for tomorrow. And you're like, 4 hours? No, really. I'm happy I graduate. I'm done with high school.
You're done. I have still a year, so.
Yeah.
You will feel so free when you will be done.
Well, I have a university, probably.
I have university too, but next year. but
in 2 years for me.
Hopefully. Yeah, but like, okay, so what is good? Like, okay, so university in America, you have to pay. Like in Europe, like we already pay before with taxes. But in France, I don't know, in Italy.
It depends, but, yeah.
In France, it's free. Anyway, and I know that, like, for me, I work so hard in high school for the graduation that I know that when I will be in university, it will be, like, much easier for me because I already learned, like, the basic things that, like, some people who change, like, way, you know, they have, like, to repeat everything. And I think, like, so hard for them. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be like an easier way because then you sort of have a foundation of what you are gonna learn.
Yeah, but after you have to choose your way when you're like 14.
yeah, that's another thing. Like,
yeah,
I had to choose like my high school when I was 14. I was like, I really had no clue.
Me too.
Like right now, I still don't have any clue what I wanna do.
Me too. I just follow what my mom told me. She said, oh, it's good business.
Well, no, I feel like this. My school was like preparing me to go like to university. Doesn't matter like what kind of university. It just like prepared you to study, like the method of studying and take notes and pay attention to classes. Or you know this kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting because most of the time here, it's like you just sort of come to school and then like take the classes and then like usually after college you sort of get an idea of what it's like.
But okay. I think it's everywhere. Like I know that a lot of people in France too who like are in science since like 14 and they're still in university and they finish university at like 23, 24 after the master and they just realize that they're like, oh, I don't really like science. I prefer literature. And they just like change and repeat the 5 years.
Yeah, so I think that's something.
That's just how you are because you are so young for know what we want to do. And it's kind of for this reason I came here because when I graduate in high school, I have to choose my university and have to choose like the way I want to take because business is huge, but like I have to choose like exactly what I wanted to do. And I was so lost and I was like, yeah, I don't know. And my mom told me, you know, you can travel, like you can go a year. Like she met a girl in my brother's high school and she went in America for 6 months and she came back and she knew what she wanted to do and she was like so happy to her experience. And when I listened to her, I was like, oh, I want to do the same. And it's kind of for this reason I came, because I felt like if I like opened my mind, open to another country, another culture, and like just like see another world, if I can say, maybe I will know what I want to do after, and we like maybe be sure, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And today, like, I know what I want to do because I'm far away of the reality, if I can say. So yeah, it's when you don't have like your parents and your friends behind you and
you have to make your own school decision.
Who are pushing you or be like, you have 2 days, two days for choose. Now you're like, I have like a year more for choose and there was like more peace. Like I know now what I want to do and I feel so thankful to come here.
Yeah, I think it's great that you traveled like and got to experience this because it is really different, I know, in some places.
Yeah.
So what did you decide you want to do after
I find that I really love to negotiation and try to sell things.
Should we try to sell you a Dutch Bros card after this?
Or try to convince you to host an exchange student? That's something I really like to do. And yeah, I find that just with my leadership class, and in France we don't have leadership class. I just knew this class this year, and with this class, like really, it's like the teacher more like learn you like the. My teacher in leadership, he teaches how to be a leader and like really helped me, like to know what I want to do, and yeah. Now I know. And I wish I would not change my mind.
Anything to add to that, Mateo?
Not really. Like, I don't know. Like, this year here in America is, like, full of experience and everything. It's, like, I don't know. Like, it's really felt like a movie to me. Like, being in the movie. I know it's weird, but, like...
Oh, really?
That's... Yeah, because, like, we have, like, movies in Italy, but, like, mostly it's, like, from Hollywood and this kind of stuff. And, you know, everything is, like, always in America. And it really felt like it. It's, like, it's awesome. Like, I haven't really decided, like, maybe what to do in the future. But, like, I'm really enjoying this right now. Yeah. I love here. It's, like, everybody's so nice and everything. So.
Yeah, that's great that...
I meet wonderful people here. I don't know how to say. Anyway, I meet, like, a bunch of people very nice, really. And my host family, I'm so thankful for them.
Oh, yeah,
and
me too.
Emilio C also. Hello, Emily.
Emily's another exchange student who, like, and she lives with Mimi.
Yeah, we are two exchange students.
Thank you guys for coming, and it's great to have you and hear about your experience.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
It was really interesting, and I love that, like, you guys came and opened up about it. And so I'm Sean Osray.
I'm Matteo.
I'm Miriam.
And you've been listening to Teen Talk on Astoria Youth Radio.
Okay, another thing. If you're interested in hosting an exchange student, you should contact Teresa Peterson from Green Heart Organization, a non-profit organization. And if you're interested, you should call this number.
503-440-1680. I repeat. 503-440-1680. 80. Have a nice day from Greenheart and the exchange student.
All right, thank you guys so much for coming on to the air, Miriam and Mateo. You guys did great, and I really appreciate it, and it was really interesting to hear you guys. So up next is Punk Rock Princess by Something Corporate.
this room since I was 17. Thought this bottle was supposed to drown my memory. But I'm still swimming in your vision and it's tempting me. But next time that I call, I'm hoping that you answer me.
Ooh.
That was Cherry Hill by Russ and Gooey by The Glass Animals. And that was the set of music that I chose.
Cool. We've got a lost dog alert. It's a Boston Terrier named Mojo lost in the 400 block of Alameda. Very friendly. Call 503-883-3097 if you find them. No prank calls, please. That'd be very rude. And I think we're going to get into my block of music. It is, we're going to kick it off with the highly underrated Chamillionaire with, he's not a one-hit wonder, with In Love With My Money. And we'll do that right now.
Big swangers and more than 20 inches sitting low. We ball 24/7, all that we know. Crazy neon lights are showing my trunk on like poppin' show. You already know, paint dripping off the door. Not engaged with no lady, fall in love with them, no. You might think I'm crazy, never knew this type of love before. I'm in love with my foreign, yes, I'm married to my dog. I'm in love with my money. You can catch me squeezing grains, sitting crooked on these are swings. Color changing lizard, he's insane. Your woman missing, then he's the blame. Charge it to the game, keep the change. Most marriages blossom and die. When it's over, I'm telling a vibe, but she act like I'm telling a lie. Why you falling in love with a she? I'd rather be doubling a G. Could you see me in a car that rhymes with rent me and starts with a B? Could you see your Bentley parked in a crunky spot of your hood? Candy coat on top of the hood and my fist on top of the woods, sparkling good. Say you ain't after my change? I don't believe. If a skeezer asks me to feed her with my visa, then I'ma leave her. Cooper don't want ya, Cooper don't need ya.
But I love you.
That's sweet. I'd rather be sliding on glass feet with leather up under my ass cheek. It's not like I changed overnight. Been acting like this since last week. Better ask P. My money stretched like an athlete at a track meet. Seen him last week in a Jag G. But they ain't even make them yet, cuz. Okay, I'm lying. I don't know what it was, but I swear that boy was sitting on buttons. I know you want a relationship with a baller, but no thanks, love. I'd rather be shining my twinks. You must think
think this is a bank, but it ain't. Money increase and never was shrank. Hoes that be dyking even be fighting when I pull up on 20 inch Titan. Cause I got what them girls be liking them all.
Big swangers and bulls and 20 inches sitting low. We ball 24/7, all that we know. Screens and neon lights are showing. My trunk unlocked, popping show. You already know. Paint dripping off the door. Not engaged with no lady. Fall in love with them, no. You might think I'm crazy. Never knew this type of love before. I'm in love with my foreign. Yes, I'm married to my dog. I'm in love with my money.
Hold on, hold up a second, man. I never mac to a Metro Dame. You better respect the game. See my gecko chain and correct your brain. I love my car like it was my girlfriend. I like to caress the grain. Fondle the wheel and I got aroused. I swung in a ditch and I wrecked the frame. Broke up with my foreign car and fell in love with a Cadillac. The Ringley Brothers inquired to how my trunk turned flips like an acrobat. I act a rat cause I'm from that gutter. Your girl stutter when I pull up next to you. You've been with the girl 6 months, pow wow. The reason she won't give sex to you. Why all that plexing you? Cause a German company made my rims. My big body's pregnant with twins. I'm about to induce a baby binge. Your car was flying the hood, but my candy paint just wet your flame. I'm sitting on 22 inch babysitters. Babylon's threatening your name. Forget to change the diaper. So when I crept in the lane, I left a stain. Every time it rains, paint drips and makes a mess, and I get to blame. My TVs are the pet I tame. I can make them roll over and play dead. My paint was blue on the freeway, but when I stopped at the light, it changed to red. You better rearrange your head, thinking I tricked my cash to a broad. Go ahead and ask your broad. I got more green than the grass in the yard. No, that's a ward. It ain't hard for me to get the class to applaud. I shine like a blasting star. Glass on the car, more black than tar.
Big swangers and bulls and 20 inches sitting low. We ball 24/7, all that we know. Screens and neon lights are showing. My trunk unlocked, popping show. You already know. Paint dripping off the door. Not engaged with no lady. Fall in love with them, no. You might think I'm crazy. Never knew this type of love before. I'm in love with my foreign. Yes, I'm married to my dog. I'm in love with my money. Big swangers and bulls and 20 inches sitting low. We ball 24/7, all that we know. Screens and neon lights are showing. My trunk unlocked, popping show. You already know. Paint dripping off the door. Not engaged with no lady. Fall in love with them, no. You might think I'm crazy. Never knew this type of love before. I'm in love with my foreign. Yes, I'm married to my dog. I'm in love with my money.
From Harlem, you already know. You on that houseless mission. You trying to get that paper. Wifey like it 1 minute, next minute she don't, man. You know they at home watching Lifetime on the internet. What you got to do, you? I got it. Come on, tell me. Yo, my mommy toy was my pride and joy. She would drive the toys, plus ride the boy, the supply the boys. I got it live from Croy. Yes, a 9 and boy, wore 5 and boys. Over the chick, I shoot 5 with Roy. Now I load the f, I'll shoot 5 at Roy. Ain't like my job or guys I employ. Lifestyle I enjoy, but I'm the livest doy, doy. A hustler and can't famous, you damn anus. I don't know, but I can't change it. Can't paint it, pop it, champagne it. Stop it, car drop it, it look dull, damn painted. She would throw a pout, how I'm showing out. How I'm outgoing, but don't be going out. It's things to know about when you got going cloud. Ways to move, know the route. Baby girl, close your mouth, cause I feed you well. Every sneaker hell, you eat Louis, Gucci, breathe Chanel. Karl Lagerfeld, acting like Gargamel. For the car cop to sell, and the boss stop at hell. Wrong with you, she said, what's wrong with you? Always got a song to do, can't get along, it's true. So I skip marriage, for the 6 carriage. Rather die that, than to live average. Her, killer.
looking back on school, arts and crafts. Half the staff, beat up half the class. I was like Dr. Dre, though I have to laugh. With an attitude, meet me after math. Had a half a half, not a drink, two chicks that flip fast. The half a tab, you can ask that. I would dash and laugh. You after me, huh? I'm after cash. I'm on I-80, though, with my baby. Ride hazy, tell her don't drive crazy. I got plans for you, look in the sky, baby. Sarah Lee, Mrs. Smith, you the pilot. Fly lady, G2, fly baby, G-U-Y, baby. Please, boo, wish your size crazy. Don't want it when I'm in the foreign. Arming, drop top, my charm is alarming. I was alerting her, just to reassert her that I would leave Earth with her, huh? I can't interpret her. She got mad, I leaned over, I'm nursing her. Said when I do dirt with her, the only time I flirt with her. Not to be B.I., but this is B.I., me and G.I. be watched by the P.I.s. See why we can't finish together. I'd rather do business than pleasure, and that's real.
Hey, guys, you just listened to Chamillionaire with In Love With My Money and a segment of Cameron Soap Opera. Up next, we have Donovan with the nerd news. If you can go into that, that'd be cool.
Hello, I am Donovan Burns with another session of Nerd News. This month there is a filming happening at the Flavel House as well as Shively Park. It is a major motion picture named The Mortuary Collection. It is written and directed by Ryan Spindle. It is a horror anthology movie in the spirit of shows like Creepshow, The Twilight Zone, and Tales from the Crypt. In other nerdy news, Rick and Morty Virtual Rickality is out. The VR game has been long awaited by Rick and Morty fans for months. That's all for this month's Nerd News. Goodbye.
Thank you, Donovan. That was great. Really interesting.
Excellent speaking voice, Donovan. Much better than any of the rest of us here. You have an amazing ability to project your voice, and I envy you for that. See, now if you could see me in the studio, I have to get inches, centimeters away from my microphone. But Donovan is in the other room with his voice. You got an amazing speaking voice, Donovan. Thank you for Nerd News. Next up on Astoria Youth Radio, KYR 91.9, which is the station you are tuned into, we have Elvis Costello, Tiny Steps, which is what we're taking.
Make you wild, but feel so. Photographs of fancy tricks to get your kicks at 66. And thinks of all the lips that it licks. And all the girls that isn't going to fix. She gave a little flirt, gave herself a little cuddle. That there's no place to see a fighter, man, it's good waddle. Gavels her punishment, she's Dashiell's model. They call her the Dashiell when she looks like Elsa. I don't want to go to Chelsea. Oh no, that's not me.
Welcome to back to KAYR Astoria 91.9 Youth Radio. We are definitely young, not old at all. Not like we're a bunch of 40-year-old men sitting in the studio pretending to be youthful. Elizabeth has given me a horrible look. You just heard Elvis Costello, Tiny Steps, I Don't Want to Go to Chelsea, and I Can't Stand Up for Falling Down. None of those things I want to do, none of those things I can do. Never went to Chelsea, didn't fall down, got through the show okay. And we are looking about 5 more minutes for our show at KYR here. And you know, we're just real chilled out. Real cranked out, real crunked out. So, Astronomous. So, somebody. I'm in this big echo chamber. How are y'all doing tonight?
I'm good, you know. It was a nice day, so I got to do a little bit of skateboarding and it was lit.
Yeah, that's youthful. Skateboarding, lit. It's litty out there, in the hood.
Yeah.
Always.
Beautiful day outside in Astoria. If you haven't, go soak up what very little sunshine there is left in the day to be had, because it is absolutely beautiful. Tonight, clear, lows 40 to 45, wind gusts up to 25 miles per hour. That's not good. Monday, mostly sunny, highs to up to 70 to 75. Yes! 70 to 75, Gabe. And Monday night, mostly clear, lows 50 to 55. And, you know, they can't all be good. 70 to 75, then that's really good. 50, not so great. But, hey, it's getting into the summertime. One more summer. My 19th summer on planet Earth.
Wow.
That's how young I am. They need to get us out of here. What are we doing here on Astoria Youth Radio?
We're youthful.
91.9. No, we're totally old. We're old geezers out here, and we're about to croak.
I think I'm going to die any moment, to be honest.
I'm going to die of just pure stress.
I'm not stressed.
I'm not really stressed either. I don't know. I feel good. I feel light and breezy and happy and just like nothing could ever go wrong. And that's when it gets you.
That's when you die.
Just
of
when
old
you
age.
Think, just when you think it's all fine. And, you know, just as Liam says, you never got it. Never think you've got it. And no, you never really have it. Shout to Liam if he's listening.
Yeah.
The first voice ever heard on KMUN 35 years ago on April 17th. 35 years ago. So we just had our 35th birthday on April 17th. What a radio station it is. It's given me an opportunity to be creative, to be on the radio, and whatever that entails, you know, creativity, outward centered. What is it, Gabe?
It's just good.
What is being it's a radio healthy. Broadcaster? It, what kind of opportunities does that give you?
It makes you more confident in your skin. It makes you, I don't know, it makes you appreciate radio more, honestly. I'll say that. That's a kind of dumb thing, but it does.
Yeah, radio's not dead by any means. Radio is very well alive.
Oh, yeah.
And as the youth, we're trying to go against all the other youth and say, hey, other youth, you better listen to the dang radio because it does have something to offer.
Yeah. The radio is still
at least for at least for a couple more minutes. It does.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of just want to listen to this song. If you do,
I know this is a nice song. Up next after this is Bedtime Stories. Do not forget. And if they don't play "Where's My Pajamas," I'm gonna throw a fit.
Dylan,
I will riot.
Always have "Where's My Pajamas." It's been 40
maybe
years.
I should just do an acapella version of it right now, just to make sure it gets in there.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, Donovan wants it. Did you hear that? He said yes.
He didn't even know what "Where's My Pajamas" are.
Donovan, do you know what "Where's My Pajamas" is? The most holy, sacred song. And if they don't play it, that's sacrilege to Bedtime Stories. I cannot go to bed without Bedtime Stories.
Elizabeth is cutting
anyways,
you
you have listened to KYR. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you all of you for the listeners. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah.